Welcome back to Breakfast with Hector. 20 past 7 in the morning now. And how's your country this morning? Let's talk to Arlen Eber Presser, an active Facebook user who decided to do something completely different. Good morning, Arlen.
Good morning, Hector. How are you?
I'm great. How's your country this morning?
My country is doing totally wonderful. I mean, you remember that all Americans get up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, and we salute you for this because
we do.
For the country that started the recession a couple of years ago and gave the world recession, it's good to see you're getting out of bed and trying to fix it.
I'm doing my very, very best.
You're also doing your very best, traveling the world, meeting your Facebook friends. What in the name of God possessed you to do something like this?
Well, you know what? I'm 50 years old. My two kids are out of the house. I'm by myself. I started to think about the fact that I am very housebound.
Right.
It happens when you live in a small town. You get just very excited about being in that small town, and then sometimes the rest of the world scares you. And I realized that I was scared of airplanes, I was scared of travel, I was scared of heights, I was scared of social circumstance. I decided, you know what, this is the year I will live without fear.
Right. How small is the town you live in, and where do you live?
I live in Winnetka, and it's a little under 10,000 people.
Winnetka?
Winnetka.
Okay. Where is Winnetka?
It's just north of Chicago, and it's a wonderful place to raise children. And when you're in the middle of raising children, you think, I have seen Eden. But when you get a little bit older, you're thinking, am I going to be stuck here for the rest of my life?
Have you raised the children? Have they left the house? Have they left the roost?
They've left, and suddenly I'm like, what am I doing here?
Right.
And then the other thing that I realized is that I write novels and regional histories, and I realized that I feel that I have a lot of friends. And the reason why I think I have a lot of friends is because on Facebook, it says I have 335 friends. So I'm thinking, okay, that's how many friends I got. I seem pretty popular.
Right.
But then I started to look at them, and I realized I don't know them. I went to school with them 30 years ago, but I haven't seen them since, or they are the friends of another friend.
Yeah, who just said, I'm your friend.
You know, and so I decided, what happens if I meet every one of them? Now, I am just about to end up meeting the 100th Facebook friend. And I got to tell you, there's been surprises, there's been adventures, there's been sweet, wonderful things. Today, I ended up boxing. And really, I got to tell you, I have a new appreciation for boxing as a sport. It actually takes some brains.
And
I was not expecting.
Was this a friend who was a boxer, or was one training in a
box? No, this is a friend whose son is a dwarf, and she said, let's go boxing with my son, the dwarf. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to box a dwarf. This is really not going to be good. But I get there, and it turns out that the dwarf is actually the security guy for the place.
Okay.
Which sort of tells you how safe the neighborhood is.
Right.
And I ended up learning how to box with Andre, who was a Ukrainian, I think, welterweight champion of some kind. I don't know.
Great. Tell me this. Where, as your farthest friend, where have you gone the furthest on Facebook to meet your friend face-to-face?
So far, the farthest I've gone is to Mexico City.
Wow.
And the reason, Mexico City is, like, it's at the top of a mountain set, and it's a crater.
I know, yeah.
And you know what? Everything you breathe is dirt. And my Facebook friend was not in a good neighborhood, and it was a little dicey, but I really enjoyed the experience. I am going to, in September, I'm already starting to plan it, I'm going to have to do an around-the-world trip. My big problem is Burkina Faso. Which is a
Burkina Faso, yes.
Yes. Like, what am I going to do with that one?
I've been there.
You have?
Yes.
Please.
I have to ask you.
Hector, please. I have to ask you. I've never been there before. I'm just a little nervous. Hector, would you please go with me?
I've got 15,000 people on my Facebook, so I'm probably a little bit busy, but I would definitely love to hear you when you arrive in Burkina Faso. and you'll have a fantastic time. And don't believe all that you think that's in your mind about these places. You know, it's the same.
Well, that's what I'm learning about.
It's the same people's attitude about Africa. They think it's all war and poverty and AIDS. But when you get down there, you find out it's an agricultural country where the people are simple people and they enjoy life and they're getting on with life. And it's not all what the media portrays of certain places around the world that you think might be dangerous or dodgy or a bad place to go or not safe or something like that.
You know what? I totally agree with you, and I am learning every single day.
Well, you're certainly learning if you go to a boxing class to box at Dwarf.
It gives new meaning to hitting below the belt.
Arlene, listen, it's a fantastic initiative because you're right. How much do we know about these people on Facebook? Do we really know them? Are they really our friends? We don't really, 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 really know these people. We know a few, but that's it.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I'm now 100 friends in, and I have to tell you, I've met a lot of strangers. I've met a lot of people that I have no idea who the heck they are, and I've met a lot of people that I really realize just how much I admire them.
Brilliant. Well, you know what? You know who's following us on Facebook?
No.
Paloma Faith. Have you ever heard about her?
No.
Well, I'm going to play a song for her now. She's following us. She's a very famous singer called Paloma Faith. Check her out. Arlene,
all right,
good luck
excellent.
In your crusade.
Thank you
Your
so
adventure
much.
And your odyssey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I know there was a big game last night and everyone's eyes was on Stamford Bridge. Half the rest of the world were watching events happening at the Nou Camp. But there was another big game on last night. Louise, it was Frankfurt versus Colombo Rovers. Good morning, referee Brendan.
Hiya, Hector. How are you keeping?
Good, yeah. We just decided we bring this at the end, Louise. This is a huge game now. As Brendan texted yesterday, it's not all about the Champions League, is it, Brendan?
No, this is real football, Hector.
Right, it was a big game last night between Frankfurt and Colombo Rovers and the Oscar Traynor. How did they get on?
Oh, it was great evening, great weather, great atmosphere, two good teams, full of commitment, everything else. As Alan Hansen would say, you know, everything that went really went really.
What level of soccer are we talking here in the Oscar Traynor?
Adults now. One team were in the Premier Division on Saturday, one were in Division 1. So
good level.
Oh, it was good. Boys are fit, you know.
How are pitch conditions?
Great. Fantastic pitch out there. Do you know the pitch?
And which one?
Just off to the north side shopping centre there, the big centre there.
Did you know, Louise, I played Leinster Senior League for soccer?
No, I did not. Yeah. Are you good?
With my Parkvilla days. You know Parkvilla, Brendan?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, against TEK and CIE and all those we used to play. Yeah, I was mad into me soccer in Parkvilla. But what was the score for Frankfurt Colombo Rovers, Brendan?
Columbus won 1-0. 90th minute winner.
Oh, 90th minute, who scored?
Number 11, I can't remember his name.
My text is in.
There was so much going on, I couldn't.
Any yellow cards, Brendan?
One after 13 seconds, I think.
Bad tackle.
Calmed it all down. There were two teams now are well up for it, you know, so.
Right.
First thing, anyway, slightly dubious now, and yellow card sorts it all out.
What's the key to being a good referee, Brendan?
You don't even hear me or see me.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, that's it. That was the big match of the night last night. Frankfurt versus Colombo Rovers.
Yeah. Come here, Hector. Could I just say hello to a few people?
Yes, of course you can.
My wife was... I won't tell you her age was. It was her birthday on Tuesday.
Right.
So I just want to wish her a belated happy birthday.
And what's her name?
Helen.
Helen, okay.
And I have Ryan here in the car with me, and so we're on our way to work. I have twin girls, Sophie and Amy. They're doing their junior cert this year, so...
Brilliant.
Just want to wish them. And Chloe is just a year younger than them, so...
Well, do you know what? What's the surname?
Come here, you're talking about not using your surname, yeah? My surname is Twamley, and my wife is Cook. So everywhere we go... Cook is the name. Booking hotels, restaurants, probably like yourself, you know.
Why? What's the name? Twamley?
Twamley, yeah.
Spell it.
T-W-A-M-L-E-Y.
I've never heard of it in my life.
No, never. So, I'm in the same boat as you.
You're talking about your lovely family, the Twamleys.
I tell you. But the three girls prepared me well for the old refereeing, you know.
Listen, I'm going to dedicate the podcast to the Twamleys today, right?
Good man.
So listen, have a great day.
Louise,
we better let you go. You'll be
I'm still here waiting, like an idiot. I know. See you, Brendan.
Bye.